Well, Supergirl is not doing well. It did so poorly this weekend that it came in domestically at 38 million, they're estimating. Overseas combined, they're guessing 68 million worldwide, which is lower than Joker 2. It's lower than Morbius. Okay, Morbius did 39.1 million in their domestic opening. Supergirl did 38 million. The Marvels did several million more, and that was considered a terrible flop. So the internet is coping. It's hilarious to me because there's all these dudes coming out and they're making comments. And as a woman, I'm gonna fight back because I'm tired of hearing, if you don't like it, it's because there's something wrong with you and you're a terrible man. It's like, no, sit down, Tiny Tim. I'm a woman and I'm going to talk about the movie and what the problems with it were. And you're just going to have to cope and deal with it because I'm tired of men telling me what to think and then telling all these other men that they're misogynists. So, hey, we're going to talk about that. Before we get into it any further, please like and subscribe. If you do, I will give you a woohoo. Woohoo. I'm also supposed to make sure I go out here and remind you that you can go out to more.clownfishtv.com if you want more Clownfish TV content that's not available on YouTube. Also, we are on a podcast network. We are Clownfish TV Podcast. You can find us on most of the places, or not all the places, that you can get podcasts at. So you can just listen to the audio version if you prefer. But today we're going to talk about the idiocy that is Supergirl. So, yeah, we were talking about the fact that they're trying to basically say that, oh, it's the men. And that's what we're seeing already. It's the men. Because if a movie fails and it's a female lead, it automatically is because men hate it. Except, I want to point out that the majority of the audience was male. I think it was like 60% male. All right. So mostly it was men that went to it. Same with Marvels. Because it's a superhero movie, it's obviously going to skew male. I mean, no matter if it's a female lead or a male lead, it's going to skew male. And they're complaining then because they said men didn't go. Well, men did go more than women. But women didn't go to this movie at all. Like, some women went. 40% of the audience was women, which isn't very many considering how it didn't make much money. And the majority of women who this is supposed to be targeted for, I'm assuming, because I don't know who this is for, actually, they didn't come either. All right. They didn't go to the movie at all. They didn't care. They didn't go watch it. But somehow it's all men's faults. Like, we have this one Marvel, I saw Supergirl person, mind you, but someone who can't use punctuation and only no capitalization, so probably millennial. Mind you, this is a film about a woman taking down sex traffickers, but men feel offended by that for some reason. No. And somebody pointed out, I commented on this, actually, and somebody pointed out in my comment, rightfully so, I'm sorry, I can't remember who did off the top of my head because I don't have it open, but this wasn't about taking down sex traffickers. They are sex traffickers, but she was only going after this guy because he poisoned her dog, and they happened to be there, and they happened to be sex traffickers. Otherwise, she wouldn't have given two shits about it. She wasn't actively going out there to target them to stop sex trafficking. It just, that was like a positive side quest that came along with it, was that the guy happened to lead sex traffickers and she was able to save a bunch of women. But her goal was never to stop sex trafficking. It was to save her dog, and she happened to stumble upon it. And then she was like, well, while I'm here. And he's not wrong. The person who posted that is completely correct. That is exactly how it is in the movie. She wasn't after them deliberately because they were terrible people that trafficked women. She was after them because she needed the antidote for her dog. That was just like a little, you know, side enjoyment for everybody that she got sex traffickers as well. But that wasn't what she was after. That was not her intent. She didn't make the distinctive choice to go be like, I'm going to go save women from sex traffickers today. So yes, they happen to be that, but that wasn't the intent and that wasn't her intent. So yeah, kindly get bent. Also, men feel offended. But if you actually watched the movie, you didn't even know the sex trafficking was a thing. Okay, you had to watch the movie. First of all, most people didn't even go to the movie, and they're not gonna go to the movie. And like, oh, men feel offended. No, it was a crappy movie. I mean, it's not a 1-star, but it sure as hell isn't a 10-star either. It is a definite middling movie. As far as a Supergirl movie, if you call it Supergirl, you're gonna be much more harsh on it than if it's just a Furiosa in space type situation, where at least you can kind of give it a little bit more of a pass. But it was Supergirl acting very anti-Supergirl. In a movie that she was very much not like the character. Who was this for? And another couple other places were talking about that. They're saying it failed because no one really knew who this was for. Yes, thank you. Been telling you that since before the movie came out. But please, I'm just tired of this whole, it's men. So, you know, we always have to get the men telling you that it's men. This dipshit, I'm sure you guys are all familiar with this post, Joe Russo. Fuck the critics, fuck the noise, fuck the misogynistic Snyder bros. If I was James Gunn and this script crossed my desk, I'd make it too. The movie is Supergirl. Dude, get bent. You know what? The critics, anybody doesn't like this, F you. There's a lot of women who didn't like it either, Joe. As always, misogynistic Snyder bros. Not a Snyder bro. I'm not. I wasn't really a Snyder Cut type person. I'm not that at all. Nor am I a dude. So I can't be a misogynist because I am a woman. So this is bullshit. And if James, given the fact that you're just getting a career based on somebody else's name, I'm sure you probably would make this movie because you're not exactly a well-known director to begin with. You're not that Joe Russo. God, I can't even... So there's that one. And then we have this idiot. This one was my favorite yesterday. Just saw Supergirl. Pay no mind to the fragile incel dude bro YouTubers. Millie Alcock was fantastic. She was an excellent choice. Jason Momoa was a blast. The movie was solid. Dude, you're allowed to like it. That's completely fine. People are allowed to like things. Like, I don't have a problem if you like things. I'm not going to make fun of you for liking it. If you like it, that's okay. The issue is that you can't just like it and sit down and shut up. No, you have to like it and then go out there and virtue signal and tell everybody else they're a bunch of fragile incel dude bro YouTubers. Well, John, you got one out of four here. Definitely, I'm a YouTuber, not a man. So I'm not an incel because I got kids. And I'm not exactly fragile either. So, fragile incel dude bro YouTubers, you got one out of four. None of the rest is right. Millie Alcock, she was not the problem. I'm going to tell you straight up. She was not the problem in the movie. It was the script they gave her to work with that was the problem of this movie. The movie itself, James Gunn's leadership, the script, all that was the issue with this movie. She did a fine job. Now, I think her comments leading up to the movie were stupid as hell. I also think in some ways that she was being set up to give these comments. But I also think that, another young actor who's dumb and says stupid things because, they're out there thinking they can say whatever. And I'm sure she was facing backlash before that over appearances and being a woman. And yes, women, we get judged more about how we look than men. And that's true. I'm sorry if you don't like to hear it, but it's true. If you're being honest, it's true. But, she said some really dumb things and I don't know if she was egged on to say it or not, or she's just that stupid, but her comments were dumb. But she herself in the movie, it was not the problem. She was not the issue. She actually was one of the better parts of the movie. She could actually, act, and she was pretty good. But what she had to work with was utter dog shit. And I'm sorry, this is James Gunn all over it. He didn't direct it. He didn't write the script. I don't care. This is him all over it. The stupid needle drop thing. I'm like, come on, dude. We've seen it a bazillion times from you. And you could have picked a much better song than you did. It is James Gunn thinking that I'm James Gunn. James Gunn, you really have a certain type of movie. And if you're in charge of the DCU or DCEU, you need to make sure that you're picking people who know what the fuck they're doing and let them do their job. Because clearly you don't. You have one trick pony. You only could do like one type of film and it doesn't always work for everything. And I would argue that some things would probably do better if you left your fingers off of it. So if you want to be in charge, you're going to have to pick people who can handle it and not be in there, up in there, making sure you put your rinse all over it. And the thing is, people you need to pick have to be better people. All right. The screenwriter for this did not do a great job. The person directing it did not do a great job. I'm sorry, it is what it is. So they're going on about this, making these comments, because of course, it's just men who ruined the movie. And I'm so tired of hearing that. And if you're a woman, you get marginalized again by these guys who want to just label you a man, a toxic incel dude, bro, YouTuber. But I'm here for you, ladies. Girl power, go. It's like, get bent. I don't need you to defend me. I don't like the movie. And I'm allowed to not like the movie. And you can, it's a mid movie. I liked it better than I think Neon did. But I'm also able to separate myself more from the comic book character than, somebody who reads comics all the time or used to read comics all the time. But it's not for everybody, and that's fine. People don't want to see it. That's fair. Just because you don't like it doesn't mean you're one of these things, and I'm tired of the labels. It's like you think you come up with new insults by now. Come on. Like, nobody cares. You used to be like, oh, I don't want to be called these things, so I'm going to, you're right, man. I don't want people to think I'm those things. No, we don't care. Fuck you. We don't care. We don't care. You know what? Fine. I'm an incel dubro YouTuber. Huh. Got bigger balls than you, John. You know, I'm tired of this. I'm so sick to death of it. And again, people are allowed to like it. Like, I have no issue if you like something. The problem is when you can't just like it and say, oh, I liked it. I disagree. It's I have to insult you. I have to go around and bully others. That's when I fucking step in. Because you're allowed to like things. You're allowed to not like things. But you're not allowed to be an asshole to everybody else who disagrees with you. That's the point. And I'm sorry. I don't think the people being making the Land of the Lost jokes about Millie Alcock is right either. I really don't. Like, you're just proving her point. If you don't want her to win, then don't prove her point. So, you know, it's just not that hard. Just come on. I thought it was extra hilarious, though, because Variety did this review, and they called it, we talked about it before, super horrendous. They said, Millie Alcock takes charge in a dystopian superhero movie so flat, it's super horrendous. It got a terrible script and a punk rock attitude of corporate pretension. Yeah, and they slammed the hell out of it. They said the movie was not good. They slammed the hell out of it. Also, Variety on X. Star Millie Alcock knows she'll face backlash by simply existing as a woman in franchise IP. Now, this is from the article they did weeks ago. Like, this is what started all her the problems. We have become very comfortable having this weird ownership of women's bodies. I can't really stop them. I can only be myself. They put this up yesterday. Are you, like, deliberately trying to tank the film, Variety? Because, yes, that was your interview, and you're trying to get more views on it. But in one breath, you're saying the movie's super horrendous, and then you're out here posting this, which is going to cause more trouble for the movie. It's going to, when people see it, it's going to make them angry, so they don't go. So at this point in time, I'd be careful if I were you, Warner Brothers in DC. Sounds to me like Variety's trying to tank you themselves. They give you a bad review, which honestly earned. And then they go back to that article they did about her saying what she said to turn people off of the movie before it came out by doubling down on that. So Variety must clearly be in the camp of this movie sucks, let's tank it. Because I can't understand why you would go and post this again when it's already, I mean, it's dead. It's like kicking a dead horse. It didn't do well. 38 million, and it's going to get its butt kicked by Toy Story 5 at this point. Minions and Monsters coming out. Other movies are coming out. It's going to get its ass kicked. There's no way it's going to do better. It's probably going to lose over $200 million easy. It's down. You know, just keep kicking. We're going to defend women. And then you'd like to put her in the crosshairs again, throw her on the ground and start kicking the shit out of her on Twitter. Like, what are you doing over there, Variety? It's like, honestly, I'd be like really leery about letting Variety have access in the future, given the fact that they're just going to try to kick us when we're down. Even though they're within the rights to do so, and they're not wrong. I just think it's funny as hell. Like, that's anti-help, as we say. I don't know what they were smoking over at Variety's social media people or what they're doing over there. It's insane. But it's just funny to me. This whole narrative around this movie is just hilarious because these mostly men are just so pissed off that people don't like the movie. And if you don't like the movie, it's because you're a terrible person and you're obviously male and you're a terrible person. Even these other accounts, you just can't stand women. You're upset because women are strong. No, it's not good. It's just not good. I'm sorry. I don't know what to tell you. I mean, honestly, the person who seems to hate women is James Gunn and company because they gave her such a shitty thing to work with. You hired a woman to write the script. She adapted something that somebody else wrote, that a man wrote, by the way. She didn't write it. She's adapted it poorly. And then, you know, and then you're like, oh, you're just afraid of strong women. No, I think you're afraid of strong women. Because they keep thinking strong women can only be a certain way. And that's not true. I mean, her being upset about her dog and wanting to save her dog, that's characteristic of a strong woman. I mean, That doesn't mean you're weak because you want to save your dog. But the whole idea that she was stopping sex traffickers because, and men don't like that. She wasn't. She was trying to save her dog. They just happened to be like a little side quest along the way. I can't with this. It didn't do well. Don't know what to tell you. People are going to wait for streaming. I would recommend you wait for streaming. It's not that good. It's a mid movie. She herself was not the problem. Millie Alcock was not the problem in this film. She did a good job with what she had to work with. She was done dirty. It's like, you know, Kelly Marie Tran as Rose Tico. She was done dirty. It wasn't that she couldn't act or that her, she herself was terrible. They'd given shit that to work with that was crap. And no matter how much you polish that turd, it's still going to be a turd. It's never going to be a diamond. So here we are. I don't know what to tell you. Cry harder, dudes who are pissed about it. Also, try to get some new insults. This is like really tired. And the one guy is like, says he's a writer. I'm like, you can't do better than that and you're a writer? Anyway, it is not looking good for this film. It did worse than Morbius. Okay? That's not good. So please like and subscribe, and we'll talk later.